USA Radio News with Val Dior.
President Trump out of the hospital and back in the White House after a three-day stay at Walter Reed.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
According to White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly, President Trump may not be out of the woods yet, but he'll be monitored by a medical team 24/7 until he's considered in the clear. Meanwhile, First Lady Melania Trump tweeting earlier that she's feeling good and resting at home as well. Two police officers in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, shot Monday. A five-year veteran did not survive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A senator from a battleground state making a big announcement. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Nowacki.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he is still focused at the work to be done in the rest of his term. The two-term Republican senator was also considering a run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022.
Tropical Storm Delta is expected to grow stronger and become a Category 3 hurricane by Wednesday. It just formed on Monday and will be near the Louisiana coast sometime this weekend. Everyone in the area was told to prepare for a dangerous storm surge and rainfall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On Friday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden went to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and delivered a campaign speech. Now, everyone was socially distanced, and the former vice president did wear a mask. But technically, according to the CDC, since he was in the room with President Trump, he was supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked on CNN's State of the Union if she was concerned about the vice president being in her state.
I didn't, because, you know, we know that Joe Biden's been taking this virus seriously. He's been following the science. The Trump administration, on the other hand, has been misleading America, has been ridiculing mask wearing, has downright undermined the efforts that governors like me and your earlier guest, Governor DeWine, have been trying to get people to mask up. This virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't care what side of the state line you're on. It is still very present. Joe Biden has been following the science and modeling the kind of behavior that we should all be emulating because our lives are on the line.
And as far as Michigan's Supreme Court striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders, she has one solution. Vote them out of office.
Michiganders have an opportunity to weigh in on our Supreme Court on this November 3rd ballot. I'm hoping they elect McCormick and Welch because we've got to have justices who do the right thing and follow the rule of law.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.